our feelings are very fluctuating and ephemeral. But dwelling on the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God is always safe. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of challenge and commitment. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you again today about mothers at home. We've been emphasizing the dangers of following the world's thinking, being squeezed into the molds of the world's ideologies. I read an article from the Wall Street Journal about the fact that many well-to-do mothers who had powerful jobs have decided to stay home and take care of their children, but it has become the in thing. That's not a good motive, is it? We're certainly not aiming at being in as far as the world is concerned. Our aim is to please Him who has chosen us to be His people. In 1 John 2:15 to 17, we read, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. But the one who does the will of God lives forever." The world and its desires pass away. The one who does the will of God lives forever. If God has given you a baby, it is the will of God for you to be a mother or a father. It is a holy responsibility, a solemn responsibility, and a very great one that we cannot perform adequately without the grace of God. We live in two worlds, always with the permanent one giving shape and direction to what we do in this one. Let's ask God to help us to turn a deaf ear to what happens to be in or out, according to the world's fashions and fickle judgments. The older you get, the more obvious it is that the world's judgments are indeed fickle. I was just noticing the other day the swing back to some clothes of the sort that I wore 40 years ago. And of course, there are only so many fashion designs. You can't come up with totally new ones. And so the great thing is to call something in, which has been out for the last 50 years, but now it's in. The fashion of this world passes away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. The whole universe is going to break up. Did you know that? 2 Peter 3:10-14. "The day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. It is my prayer that the Lord will constantly help me to help you to live that kind of a life, spotless, blameless, a life pleasing to Him. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." Now, when mothers stay at home, even the husband benefits, not just the children. I think the children benefit tremendously. And one of the things that we remember about my mother was that she was always there. Mothers are supposed to be available. So here is a letter from somebody in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. You ever heard of that little place, Bird in Hand? And she tells how even the husband benefits when the wife stays home. She says, "I suppose many people tell you that it's old hat, the things you say. But you say the things that have needed to be said for years, and it seems no one else was saying them. One especially needful message you have given loudly and clearly is that mothers should stay at home, if at all possible, and you have listed many of the benefits for their children. I say amen. I would like to add another dimension. That is, the husband benefits greatly, too. The Proverbs 31, woman's husband, is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. I was college trained. I wanted to be fulfilled. I wanted to get out and do things. Nevertheless, I stayed home to care for the children most of those years. For 6 years I taught school, and even though only part-time, I feel it was a big mistake. Except for those years, I was able to help my husband develop a business. I'm the receptionist, secretary, bookkeeper, and organize the work schedules for his employees. My husband is a very creative guy, and there are lots of things he gets involved in. He has led the prayer meeting at church off and on for years. He does Christian counseling. He trains his employees. The fact that I have been here for him has allowed him to develop his gifts, concentrate on the things he needed to do to be a success. I really have taken a back seat. I've put his interests before my own and have thrown myself into helping him. Now I'm a grandma 8 times, and I love it. When our last child was married, I asked for prayer in our ladies' fellowship group because I was considering going out and getting a job. A devout older lady told me gently, 'I hope you don't.' I didn't." And now I want to put in a parenthesis here. You know that passage in Titus 2, 3-5 that says that the older women are to teach the younger women to stay home. I don't think Paul had in mind writing books, doing seminars, or teaching a Bible class. Not that there's anything wrong with those things. But what is the main way in which older women teach younger? By example. And by that brief, quiet word, such as this one. "The older lady told me gently, 'I hope you don't.'" Just those 4 little words. And the writer of this letter says, "I didn't. I'm here with our children. I'm here when our children need help with their children, or when they come just to visit. We are especially blessed because 4 of our 5 live close by. A life of sacrifice is a life of great blessing, especially if it is obedient sacrifice, which I feel mine has been most of the time. I see the same benefits in our daughter and daughters-in-law. Patty is a registered nurse and loved her work. When her first child was born, she could hardly wait to get back to work part-time to keep up with the nursing profession," she said. "She supplemented the breastfeeding and immediately got pregnant with child number 2. With some struggle, she gave up working outside the home. She is now doing very well with her 3 children. When she used to work weekends, her husband, our son, had to sacrifice his work to do hers. Since she is home, she can help him with his work, and as a result, he is advancing in his field. I believe when a couple thinks they have to supplement the husband's income, it may be that the wife should be helping her husband more at home so that he can advance and earn more. That help may be in indirect ways, such as having nourishing regular meals, having clean and neat surroundings, or being able to offer hospitality for ministry and for business. She may type his correspondence, make phone calls, listen to his ideas, encourage him in his dreams, and make suggestions. Actually, it's been only the last 15 of our 36 years that I have gotten the vision to be an unselfish help to my husband. Before that, I was a stay-at-home mom, but I was bitter and competitive regarding my husband. But that's another story. May God continue to bless you, Elizabeth. I know He will. P.S. My husband just read this letter, and he says, amen. Well, thank you, Carol, for that testimony. I appreciate that so much, and I have to confess that it was an area that I really hadn't thought very much about. the tremendous advantages to a husband who has a wife at home. I had certainly thought about the clean house and the nice meals. I hadn't thought about all those other angles. So any of you who are working outside the home would like to stay home but don't see any way that you can do it, or perhaps your husband thinks that it would be an impossibility and is insisting on your continuing your job, maybe you'd want to listen to the tape of this broadcast again and get this woman's perspective on the difference it made when she was able to stay home. As we've said so many times, we live in two different worlds. It is the invisible world that gives shape and direction to what we do in this world. Are you able, by the grace of God, to line up your thinking with the Word of God? Can your opinions bear confrontation with God Himself, or are they infected by the world? I pray that the Lord will open our ears, open our minds, open our hearts to do His will daily, whatever that will may be, however humble, however visible, however monetarily rewarding, however poverty-stricken you may feel. God loves you. He will help you. And underneath are the everlasting arms.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.